Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the big show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Jamie Rocks, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, I should say. I'm all turned around because we have a really cool guest tonight. I'm taking a break from painting for a little bit here, and I'm glad to be doing that. And I'm also extremely, extremely excited tonight on the show. We have the one and only Amber. I'm probably going to mispronounce your last name, Amber, because I don't know how to say it. Ojeda.
Ojeda.
There you go. I'll never forget
it. It's a confusing last name.
Well, you know, like I said, I wasn't from San Diego. I only moved there from the East Coast, and I actually was one of those jerks that went around, you know, pronouncing all the J's as a J sound, as it's opposed to an H sound.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would go
in San Diego,
to,
you can really get in trouble for that.
I'm telling
There's
you,
such a Latino
to,
community.
It is. They're like Jamata Junction. Where is that? It's Hamata Junction. La Joya. Where are you going? Like, I don't know. Anyhow, folks.
Exactly.
Amber's wicked cool. She is a alternative R&B, neo jazz, electro pop singer songwriter from San Diego, as you surmised as I was talking. You were born and raised in San Diego, there, Amber?
I was born in Long Beach, raised in San Diego, and I'm currently living in Los Angeles. But I'm a Southern California girl through and through. You know, just
moving
up the coast.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and it's only 2 hours away, right? It depends on how you drive.
Yeah,
you know, traffic.
I'm actually headed there tonight, right after this.
Really?
My whole
going
family's
down
still there.
South.
So that's right. Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
Headed down south.
I gotcha. Somebody either has an empty refrigerator or needs to do laundry. I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. Amber has people to do her laundry, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, gosh, no, I'm not nearly that fancy.
Well, you know, I'm sure you're from Southern California. You've got the big sunglasses, I imagine. The big question, do you have the little purse dog you carry around in, you know, fancy
No,
purse?
I don't. I have a lovely 40-pound border collie. She will not fit in any purse.
Nice. That's even better.
See,
that's a real person.
So
I like a big dog like that. And collies
are
great.
Yeah, me
collies
too.
Very cool. So you grew up in San Diego. Were you a musical kid? Were you always, did you have entertainment in your bones? You come from a musical family?
Yeah. I was always around music. So when I was younger, I was in all kinds of dance classes and performing around San Diego and like children's dance theaters. And growing up, I was in choirs as well and played instruments. I actually played flute, and once I realized I liked to sing, I couldn't do both at the same time, so I dropped flute and kept with a voice.
Yeah, I hear it.
I didn't really take it seriously until probably my early 20s when I started writing my own music with producers, and that's when I really
That's pretty serious, you know. Well, that's cool. I've never been a musician. I just didn't have that gift. I was in a band once in high school, and I didn't know how to play anything. I had big hair and knew a lot of girls, so they said, just stand by that keyboard.
That's
and
half of it.
We'll take care of the rest. Yeah.
Perfect.
Pretend that you're playing.
Exactly.
Like, okay. Yeah. Anywho. Well, I always ask my – but I've always hung out with a lot of musicians, and I don't know. They just
They're cool
seem
people.
Weird enough to – Yeah, you know, exactly. But I always ask them, was there a point, I remember, you know, I'm a painter, that's what I do. You know, mm-hmm. I paint people, or pictures of people, I should say. I don't actually
I've seen
paint
your work.
People.
It's amazing.
Well, thank you. I remember I was sitting in a Denny's one time, and I was drawing, I was doing this painting, or drawing, actually, and somebody offered me $100 for it. And I knew at that moment, that was the deciding moment that I said, this is what I need to be doing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Was there a moment in your life as a musician, as an artist, that you knew, you just knew it? You're like, okay, This is
yes.
it, baby. This is it.
I had started, I'd always been into, I always had a lot of feelings. So my mom and growing up, I would write a lot of poetry, usually dark, brooding, you know, very emotional breakup stuff. But I always had books and books of poetry and journals. I still have them today. And when I started writing with producers, one of the very first songs I wrote with an amazing producer by the name of Place in an independent movie, like right off the bat, one of the first collections of songs I'd done. Yeah, and I felt like it was just such a bolt of electricity. It was so thrilling, A, to, you know, just to write, but to actually produce a song and somebody to pick it up and believe it. It felt very validating and very, it really resonated with me. And I thought, okay. So this is what finding a purpose feels like. And I still feel that today with every placement. It's just so exciting. And I love the idea of placing songs in TV or film and finding a home.
You have a lot of these. And this is something, it's interesting. I've been doing the show a couple years now. And this is episode, I don't know, 430-something.
Wow.
Maybe 40. It didn't matter. What I was thinking, though, is you have, I noticed in my show notes and whatnot here, you do have, I guess placement is the correct biz word there, the entertainment world. And that's cool. That's cool because, you know, hey, I watch a lot of TV and a lot of movies, and I always hear music in it. And I've never really thought about how that process works or I'd imagine that's like an opportunity for a musician.
It's
It's
a huge world in the music business, and it's very similar if you've ever followed acting or submissions, especially with the advent of the internet. It's very digital, so usually music supervisors will put out like we're looking for a song that sounds like this in this scene between this many seconds, and it needs to build up like this. And I work with a few boutique licensing companies that are wonderful.
Nice.
So I'll have meetings with them. They're really knowledgeable in what my catalog is, and they submit. You know, they have great relationships with these music supervisors, and it works. So, you know, if you have a song that's exactly what they're looking for, then it kind of slides right in.
That's cool. That's very, very cool. I tell you, I'm such a neophyte when it comes to I was, especially when I started doing the show. I didn't realize there were people that just, bought houses doing that and fancy cars and stuff. I had no idea. Not a music guy. Really, if I wasn't that much, but I'm learning.
This specific, part of music is one of the last places that music's actually still making money, because
that's cool.
With digital streaming and the internet, it's really hard. People don't normally buy albums because they don't have to. They're just available, which is wonderful as a consumer and really daunting as an artist. So this is still a really great avenue to be heard and to make a living.
Well, and that's cool. And you obviously have really hit on something, because I mean, folks, we have it on the show page here. There's a whole list. I mean, these big TV, time TV shows, Mistresses, VH1's Love and Hip Hop. You're on ESPN. I mean, Bravo.
Which is
random.
ESPN was such a weird one for me, but it's cool. It's nice to be across the board, or across the field, I guess would be a better phrase.
There you go. There you go. Now, you have coming out, I don't believe it's out yet, but maybe I'm wrong on that. But this is album number 3 you've put together, and I'm sure it helps having all this experience and just buzz around you and your work and whatnot. Because putting albums out, I mean, that's not something you just sit down one weekend and say, hey, let's put an album out,
No,
we got nothing better to
not
do.
At
that's
all.
A lot of work.
It is, but it's, it's a labor of love. This specific album was about 2 years in the making. It really kind of chronicled my current relationship with my now husband, and kind of following my fear of really falling into forever and not really wanting to commit all of myself. Cause for me, I need a lot of personal space, especially with my art. Mm-hmm. Like I need that space to be alone and really soak up where I am at emotionally in my life and how I'm feeling towards the world, towards myself, towards relationship, you name it. And, all my other relationships were great, but they never really allowed for that space. So falling
right.
in love with one, he's from a completely different world. He's the first artist, non-artist I've ever dated. And
oh, really?
I really fought it. Yeah, I really fought it. He's a computer guy. He's a computer engineer, so he's completely other end of the spectrum.
That's
awesome.
That means he has a car. He can find things.
And he can build me websites.
Dinner.
It's amazing. That's how I knew he liked me.
I love
he built
your
me a website
too.
For free. Yeah. Thank you.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so it kind of tightropes the whole, you know, being combative because I want my space and then really softening into and falling into how beautiful a relationship can be if I just go with the flow. And that's kind of where I'm at today.
Right.
Feels good.
Well, it seems like a definitely a journey of personal development and growth and whatnot. And that sounds all well and good and everything, but man, I'm telling you folks, it is it's a cool album. The tracks I've heard off of it are outstanding. Now, is it out yet or can people pre-order or?
They can pre-order it on Amazon. I believe it's Amazon.com. You can type in Amber Ojeda. The album is called Geminis and Virgins.
Mm-hmm.
So it's available there, or you can pre-order it on Bandcamp as well. And it'll be out August 30th, so this coming Tuesday.
Wow. Are you, I imagine celebrations and all that, or is it more nail-biting and tons of work still
it's
left?
It's a little
as far
bit
as
of
marketing
both.
And whatnot goes?
Yeah,
there's
you.
A lot of marketing going
you.
On right now. And it's I'm one of those people who I love to be vocal through my art, but in my personal life, I'm actually quite shy. So marketing is always a very strange time for me. I love creating the album, and I hate talking about myself.
I am the same way. I am the same way. People are like, no way, you know, you can't be. It is so true. I remember when I did my first art show in San Diego, as a matter of fact, my first solo show.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, typically what you normally do is you have an art show and then everybody goes out to some fancy dinner or something. All I wanted to do was go home and pull the covers over my head and not see anyone. Come down is hard for me. You know what I mean?
I get it. I totally get it.
Especially when you're on, you know? Yeah, you know, it took a while to kind of get over that, you know? You know. Yeah, don't drink. That's not the way to handle that.
I throw
but
back
no.
a few Grand Marniers every show. I have to. And then I feel nice and
really?
Nice and mellow. Yeah.
Oh, totally. Wow. Oh, I can't. My problem
it's like
is,
liquid.
Is, well, I guess... I've learned to drink, but man, back in the day, the problem with like on the West Coast, San Diego or LA or something, is you can't get too sloppy or anything because you never know who you're talking to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very true. Mm-hmm.
So I started, I remember a couple clubs I used to hang out at downtown San Diego. If you'd order like a rocks martini, it would be in a martini glass, but it would just be like 7-Up in there. Because I had to look like I was drinking a martini, but, you know. But anyway, enough about that. I want to play one of these, some of the tracks, because we've got four that are just, that we're sitting over, and man, these are really, really good. And so let's play a couple. And also, folks, we, again, you can pre-order this album. There's over at Amazon and Bandcamp. And also, we have links up to Amber's webpage and all of that up on the show page.
Yeah.
So, what should we play first, Amber?
If you go to the website, the pre-order link pops up on the homepage. So that's a really easy way to find it as well. Just amberojeda.com.
There you go. There you go. Mm-hmm. And pre-order these, baby. Pre-order these. We've got Gemini and Virgins, the title track.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me through. I'm getting up and my baby. What do you think we should go with first?
Let's start with my baby because it just feels so happy.
Sounds good. Here it is, folks. Check it out.
My baby's so in. My baby's just babies. My baby don't sweat the small things. He'll run like a bus and get the kick wrist. My baby don't want for nothing. All I know, all I'm saying. Kids leave me real brain. Praise it loud. Hear me say. Nobody do it better than he. Do it like he do. Do it
swearing like he's swearing it. Pulling up with dimes and fly chariots. I go so hypey when I'm in my Bay Areas. Ha. Y'all just gonna have to live through me vicarious. Say she wasn't prepared for this. Swearing size of elephant's eye. Ooh. What else can I say? I'm a hell of a guy. Yeah. Them kisses down the spine make one hell of a crime. Oh. Cause I just stole her heart. I'm a villain with mine. When she hit me with major time, threw away the key.
Out like.
Boy, don't play with me. So I know that she ain't lying when she say to me,
say,
can't nobody get it worse than you.
All I know, all things kisses leave me real crazy about him to say, can't nobody do it like
you can't do it like me.
What a track. What a track, Amber. Mm-hmm. I love it. My Baby. And,
Thank you.
This is on the new album, right?
Yes, and it's featuring one of my favorite LA-based rappers, Mike Holden. He just has such a fun, kind of vibrant energy to him. I love him. Such a fan.
Nice, nice. And folks, if you go to Amber's website, which is Amber, Amber, I forgot
Ojeda.
It again.
Ojeda.com.
Ojeda.
Ojeda. Yeah.
That's right. If you go to that, folks, we have a link up. You can pre-order the album as well, and these fantastic tracks and whatnot. It's pretty, very, very cool. It's out next week, man. Next week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
so exciting.
Very cool.
Finally.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Never stop streaming. Only T-Mobile lets your family stream music and video on the most popular services like YouTube and Pandora without using any of your LTE data. And right now, get your family three lines, each with 6 gigs of LTE data for just $40 per line, and your fourth line is free. Hurry to T-Mobile or call 1-800-T-MOBILE now.
Limited time offer subject to change. OSC plus taxes and fees. Detectable video typically streams at DVD quality. Third-party subscription charges may apply. Streaming on included services on qualifying plan on our network. See data management practices at T-Mobile.com.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas. Perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now. You know, one of the cool things on well, let me ask you first before I get into that. Tell us the story of My Baby. I'm curious. With your, I hate when people say, what's your process as far as like songwriting and whatnot goes, but I guess I'll ask.
It's actually very simple. I never come in with a theme or an idea. I mean, a lot of writers I work with, they have a lot of preconceived kind of, you know, themes have been running through their head all week and they want to go in and work it out. And I'm the complete opposite. I'm just a blank slate. Yeah. I usually go in the studio.
Just clear your mind and
created. Yeah. I created this album with a longtime collaborator and friend, David Michael Ott. And our process, I mean, we have a really kind of seamless energy between each other. So we don't actually even have to talk and we just start working. Usually we'll hang out for a bit. We'll watch stupid YouTube animal videos and just kind of like get into the energy of the room and maybe talk about our day. And then he'll start playing percussion. So he'll mess around with like MIDI drums or just kind of start at the base of the track. It's usually my favorite place to start. So there's no chord progression or anything. So I'm completely open. Usually based off that, I'll just start singing gibberish and melodies and we'll lock in on one together. Mm-hmm. He'll usually turn around and like go, or like grunt in some, you know, very primitive way. And I'll be like, okay, so that's it. And then we'll start building the track from there. And it's usually really fast, about 2 hours and the song's done. And lyrics have come. Lyrics usually come just come right through me. Once the melody's decided, then it's almost like an outpouring. I don't know where it comes from, but it's just. And
that's amazing.
All of the tracks on the album, we wrote and recorded in the same day. So usually it's like a 6 or 7 hour session. Yeah. It's not like that with everyone I work with, but with him, it's very quick.
Wait, I'm missing. I misheard or something. The whole album you record in one day, like all the songs? You
each
got down
song,
in one day?
One day. Yeah,
oh,
each song.
Song.
So not
okay.
The entire album. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Even
each
that,
song.
Even that.
Pretty fast with
I mean,
him.
That. I'm telling you. When I work on a painting sometimes, I mean, sometimes it's real simple. Man, I'll whip it out in a couple hours and I'm like, wow, look at that. I'm impressed myself.
Yeah.
That isn't always the case, man. Sometimes they come real hard, you know.
No, of course.
Later,
I mean,
we
did spend some time following the creation of the track, fine-tuning with production and stuff. So that took additional days. But the base for the track and the vocals and everything was laid out in that one day. A lot of get it out. They say, if I can't spit out a song in 30 minutes to an hour, then I'm trying too hard. And they walk away.
You know what?
And they approach another song.
That's a neat idea. I'm going to try it on the painting side just to see, you know, what happens and whatnot.
I bet it'll
cool.
be great. I mean, really,
it probably
some songs
will,
are definitely
I'll say,
worth
it. Why haven't I done this forever ago? And what were you saying now?
A lot of songs, you know, there are some gems that are really worth fighting for. And, you know, it could take 6 months and you go back to it and you go, ah, there's the hook. But for the most part, for me, I find that if the song fits right, it flows right. One of my favorite songs I've ever written actually leading up to I'd written leading up to this album was called My Heart's a Whore, which is a really random, quirky song. And that came out in 20 minutes off conversation, just like done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you, now you had said, you were kind of ping-ponging between commitment and fear and all this and that with your current relationship, your husband, the place of coming from with this album. I mean, that's a lot to put in. That's really bearing some soul there, you know.
There was a lot of sex.
I don't know if I'd be able
that.
To. Well, wow, that's.
Which led me to my ultimate position of falling in.
There you go.
It's a good
they
base
say
for any relationship.
Well, yeah,
it really is.
There you go. Now, how'd you meet him? Were you guys? Well, he's not in the music business,
I met him
so
in
it
Los
wasn't
Angeles.
In the studio or anything.
No. Mm-hmm. I met him at a restaurant. Go figure. He's Argentinian, and
really?
I met him at an Argentinian restaurant. Yeah. Yeah, he's my
wow.
spicy Latino.
There you go. You know, the best steak I ever had in my life, and I'm going to get emails from people in Texas and places, was from Argentina. I love Argentina. If you see an Argentinian steakhouse somewhere, folks, I'm telling you, go to it. They know how to
I would have
steak.
To agree. Because the steak is great.
Yeah.
They really do meat in general really well there.
It's amazing. Change my world. So that's cool. So you you met him and you said, okay, I got it. I'm feeling all this stuff. I've got to do it. And I mean, was he kind of taken aback by or was he like, hey man, I got an album I influenced here. How cool is that? That's
no,
how I would
know,
be the first, you know.
we started slow. We both come out of relationships, long relationships, before starting to move forward in something together. And so we hung out a lot before it was anything. And I would always try, because I would see him coding and it made no sense to me. And I'd be like, okay, so this is what I do. I'd be like, sit on the bed, and I'd put headphones on, and then I'd pull one ear off and I say, I'm just going to play a track for you. Just lay back, listen to the song, and when it's done, get up and tell me how you feel. And so we did it, and he was stiff as a board. I remember his shoulders were like up to his ears. And when the song was done, he sat up and he looked at me just completely perplexed. And he was like, I feel very uncomfortable. I was like, all right, so we can't do each other's jobs, but we can respect it. Yeah, but once I started coming That's home cool. writing songs that maybe you didn't show, you know, where we were at in the best light, he was like, oh, I don't like it. And I'm like, well, this is what I do, and this is where we're at, and this is how I'm feeling, and this is, you know, this is honest for me, and this isn't something I would ever edit to make you feel comfortable. So if this is something that you can't handle, then maybe we should, you know, have that conversation. And ultimately,
wow.
he can handle it. So, yeah.
Sure
I know, I'm
on.
Stubborn. You know, I don't want anybody to mess with my art, so I need some thick skin.
I'm telling you.
Woo. He's callous.
Oh man.
If you're writing about stories, that's great. But if you're writing from truth, you can feel it, you know, and I really resonate with that. So I don't want to just write about a bunch of stuff that I don't have any experience in. I want to write about where I'm at.
I hear you. You know, me and my gal, Danny, this is probably about a month ago, maybe a couple months ago. I had some big grandiose art idea, and, you know, I was telling her all about it, and she's like, oh, aren't you going to do this or that? And I got like, and I always try to be like so detached from my art, you know, I'm like, if people like it, they like it or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And man, when she questioned what I was doing, I turned into the biggest baby creep ever.
You know, I'm hit like, a chord.
How dare you question my, you know, and I was, oh, man.
My process.
I couldn't sit around. Yeah, you know, I mean, I took me right back to art school. I'm like, where's my beret? you know, I need to tone it down a little bit here. But I hear you. That's cool. Hey, let's play another track. What should we play next? We have, of course, Gemini
let's
and Virgin.
Let's do I'm Getting Up. Since we're talking about discord in a relationship, it's a perfect song to segue into.
Awesome. And I want to talk about the video too after it and the process of it all and whatnot. Here it is, folks. Check it out. This is the new one, I'm Getting Up.
down with it, down with him, I'm down with it. Though the fighting is crazy, I'm so down with it, I'm down with him, I'm down with it. Though the fighting is crazy, I'm so down with him, down with him.
There it is, folks. Amber Ojeda. I love it. I love it. I'm getting up. What a great track.
Thank you.
What a great track.
Thank you. Fun track.
Got a little retro feel to it, but it's definitely not a dated track. You know what I mean? It isn't like, oh, listen to this.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
It's right on the edge of both. Falling either way.
I love it.
Thank you.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Epperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented?
Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
I saw on your Facebook page, which, folks, if you go to Amber's website, right at the top, there are all her social media links and whatnot, and as she's... She is right on. I'm over at the page. What a fantastic picture that is, as you're coming out of a bathtub of milk or some such. It's amazing.
Fun shoot. Thank you.
This was for the video.
The milk shoot was just for, I needed an additional like press photos that went with album cover.
Gotcha.
The album cover was shot in my bathtub. So when I had a meeting with the photographer, who's amazing, her name is Kelsey Fugere, and she was like, well, let's just go back to the bathtub and we'll just work it out. And so she came over with all this dry milk, and we had a great time.
Wow.
It was really interesting. I love their she has very vibrant photographs, and that's what drew me to her work. I'm a big fan, and didn't disappoint. So she's wonderful. I'm proud of them.
Well, it's great. And, something I've been noticing a lot with women lately, my girlfriend Dani is, she does makeup in addition to many other things, but she does, professional makeup and whatnot for people, and also eyebrows. And so I don't know, she's always talking about eyebrows. So I started just noticing eyebrows. Your eyebrows are turned up to 10 right there. Those are awesome. It's just perfect.
Well, thank you.
What a great shot.
Thank you. I never get my eyebrows done, so I take that as a personal compliment to my own grooming skills. I appreciate that.
Well, you know how to do them. Now, see, if you ever saw mine, I look like a character out of a Tolkien novel or something. I don't know. When I got old, man, I don't know what happened. I must have drank some nuclear waste or something. It's crazy. Anyway, what I wanted to say is, what was I going to say? There's a link, folks, to the Facebook page. And if you go to Amber's Facebook, you can see it's really cool. These behind the scenes shots of when you were filming the video for the track we just heard on Getting Up. And tell us your thoughts on music videos. I always ask my musician friends, about half of them say, oh, I love doing them. And the other half are like, it's a necessary evil. What a pain. Where do you fall in that spectrum?
I think I fall right in between. Normally the videos that I do are like live videos with bands and ensembles, or live videos of performances. And I really like the organic nature of that, of doing 7 takes, picking the best one, and then matching the video to that take. So this was much more of a labor of love. This specific video took about 8 months to do because we ran into weather issues at Big Bear. So all the lake scenes, it was literally snowing the day that the whole crew was in the mountains, and I couldn't get in the water in a tail and a cotton t-shirt because I was going to freeze to death. So we had to work around, and we had to, re-powwow. But I had a really amazing experience with all of the people, the director, Seifel, who's linked in all these videos. You can go to his his name and his website. He's incredible. And I remember when I sat with him and he pitched me his idea for the music video, I was really kind of overwhelmed and a little scared of the project because it sounded so dark and so ominous. And most of the things I've done have been pretty bright and cheery and loving. And I was like, ooh, I don't know. It frightens me. But then I thought, you know, if it doesn't scare you, why bother? If it doesn't push you to the edge,
right,
and push your limits, then why bother? And I figured, okay, you know, he said mermaid. So I was already in, regardless of my fear. My heart was there. Yes, I want to wear a mermaid tail.
Right.
Yes, you can make a mold of my body and make me my own perfect mermaid tail. Let's do it. But it was fun, you know.
Oh,
and then he was like, I want you to learn belly dancing, and I want you to be in a little belly dancing outfit. And I was like, what? I haven't danced in a very long time. So there was all those kind of, you know, body issue fears around that. But I really jumped in, and I had a lot of fun. And I'm really proud of the work. It is dark. It is, you know, kind of creepy and disturbing. But I think we did it in a poetic kind of interesting way. I'm really proud of the way it came out.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, Amber, we have two tracks to go yet. We've got Gemini and Virgins and Lead Me Through. What should we play Lead Me Through and then end the show out on Gemini and Virgins? Or
let's do it.
What do you think? What are your thoughts? Cool.
Lead
Here
Me
it is.
Perfect.
Amber Ojeda.
Spot.
Here it is. Check it out.
Thank you.
Wow, what a track. Lead Me Through, Amber Ojeda. I love it. Great track, Amber.
Thank you.
Great track.
It's one of my favorites, that one.
Now, folks, all these tracks that we've been playing are going to be available on the upcoming album, Gemini and Virgins. There is a pre-order form, little thing there at Amber's website, www.amberojeda.com. I'm going to spell it for you. Grab a pencil. AmberOjeda.com. We have a link right there as well. Amber, I know you have things you got to get to. I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show. I'm a very busy gal. I get that and understand that.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Join
it's been
up.
A really great interview. I've enjoyed it. A
lot of fun. We'll let you get through, and we're going to close the show out with the title track of the new album. Thank you so much, Amber. You rock. And
thank you. I'll take it.
Awesome.
I appreciate that.
Hey, folks, this I can't wait to hear more, and I'm going to be following all this and have you on again soon.
I'd love that.
Folks, this is I would love to have you back. This is the title track, Gemini and Virgins. It's a fantastic track. We're going to close the show out with that. Have a good night.
And it's also
here
it's
it
featuring
Amber Ojeda. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Nice, nice. Here it is, folks. Gemini and Virgin.
girl.
All up on it, you.
The way you move, girl. Move, girl, the way you move, girl.
All up on it, you.
Outstanding track. Outstanding track. As Amber Ojeda, what a fantastic track. Well, folks, that's about it for tonight's show. This will be converted to a podcast and out on up for free on iTunes and out on the various social media platforms. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit the ratings and review. That puts us up on the top of the page where the view is very, very nice. We like it a lot, as do our show sponsors and advertisers and what have you. So do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything, and that helps out a lot, folks, a lot. I'm going to get out of here. Man, tomorrow night, you got to tune in tomorrow night. We've got a fantastic guest tomorrow, Bunny Singler. He's an icon in the 70s Philadelphia, the Philly soul scene, he's not just in the 70s, but he's been started out in that time period and was just phenomenal. But he's got some new stuff out that is just really, really great. He's going to be on the show. I'm very nervous and excited, that'll be a fun show. So hopefully I won't trip over my tongue too much tomorrow night. And tune in, though. That's going to be a fun show. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Okay, well, we're out of here for tonight. Have a great night, everybody, and have fun in whatever you're getting into, baby. See you tomorrow.
Jamie Rocks' Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.